We got to do something with the ball.
What we doing on these bets, though?
Yeah, you got a million-dollar bet live.
Yeah, man.
This nigga really got a million-dollar bet live. That's crazy.
Off of $2.50.
$2.50.
Bless you, sir.
Thank you.
$2.49.
$2.49, yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
Come on, Keon Coleman, Tariq Hill.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to win off of $2.49.
Yeah, bro. Jesus, please be with me today.
Thirteen touchdowns. That's it. It's not that much to ask.
Yeah.
Only one from every game, right?
One from every game. Yeah.
That's all we need.
Yeah. Yeah, niggas might wake up to a nice little Cash App tomorrow.
That'd be amazing.
Nah, sell me though, cause the Cash App, anything over 600, which I'm hoping is, you know, it is.
Oh,
they're gonna tax you, so
I feel
you know, sell me or you know, cash me out.
I mean, shit, I just go ahead and get you a Cash App card.
I got a Cash App card, but still, I mean, anything over $600, they're gonna provide you to do it. You know,
I feel you.
W-2 and all that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
They doing like that now?
Say game.
What's good?
I didn't know they do it like that now.
I mean, supposedly, but I don't know. Yeah. I mean, they've been threatening that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, because you know, Cash App, that's the hustler's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know.
For sure.
What's good? What's goody?
Ain't nothing, man. Nothing, man. It's been we had a week off and shit. You know what I'm saying? Last time we was here, we was in the garage. You know what I'm saying?
Say gang.
Facts, watching football.
Yeah.
Good times.
Since then, though, put a video out for Billionaire Brainwaves.
Word.
All my listeners, if y'all haven't checked it out, go check it out. It's on YouTube.
Enter the applause, Sam.
Yeah, for sure. Dope video.
Say gang.
Getting some good views, like about 2,500 on IG right now.
How does that feel?
It feels good, man.
Yeah?
It feels good just to get some visuals out. Did my little acting thing a little bit in the beginning, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
But yeah, man, it's dope, man. It's dope. Shout out to the homie Flea Lord, Big Twins, Fuck Next Week.
What'd you say?
It's a dude named it's Fuck Next Week. He rolls with he with West Side Gun and them and all that.
The way
you know
they,
what I'm
this week is mine, nigga. Fuck Next Week.
Yeah. He got like clothing line and stuff like that too. So it's dope. But yeah, my man Maestro Styles had the sweatpants on in the video and all that. So yeah, it was a good look, man. You know what I'm saying? Good look. Got Sun in the video.
Yeah.
And you know, first time doing all this shit, you know what I'm saying? For real. You know, so it's good. You know,
you think you'll ever be one of those guys that can receive that type of like attention, notoriety, like
I mean the only type of attention that honestly that
you like being flattered?
No.
Are you one of those people?
I like to be able to get into an event for free.
So you down with the perks.
I think you just want the perks.
I mean, yeah, because, you know, I do this shit for the love, and if I'm coming out to a show or something like that, somebody recognize me, like, all right, what's up, yo? Like, I expect to get the treatment. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, I think that's what we do it for, whatever you participate in where you have to put yourself out there. I think the benefits of that is the response from the people.
Yeah.
Me personally, I just never been a guy that receives flattery in, like, the most welcoming way. Mm. I think it's trauma, to be honest with you. And, like, you know.
No, I'm cool, you know, yeah. I mean, I like it. I've been getting, you know, a couple artists, local artists hit me like, yo, you know, need some joint. I'm going to work with you, bro.
Word.
You know, so, you know, but, you know, I think I hit you up and we talked about how good this year has been. Yo.
No doubt.
It's like really been a good year for me, man. You know, just going to continue to apply pressure next year. You know, 2025 is going to go up, you know.
Yeah. I think it's extremely rewarding when you see that what you put in is what you get out,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't deny that. Like, yeah. That is just universal. So,
right.
You know, shout out to yourself just for this putting that work
for
in
sure,
it.
Man. Appreciate it.
You know, it's an amazing thing to watch, man. Seriously. Yeah. It's like.
Yeah, it's fun. It's unreal. Like, especially, you know, I ain't going to let the cow out the back, but the feature that I got on Superfly 2 is just like when I listen to the album in the rough versions, I mean, I hear that shit, I'm like, yo, this shit crazy, you know? I got this nigga on my shit. Like, it's something that I kind of like, you know, couldn't envision, but never thought, you know, it took a while to happen, but, you know, it happened. So,
yeah, I feel like music and hip hop, especially, is difficult to get started in because it's such an investment, right? You're investing your time, you got to buy equipment, you're investing in equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And then the shit that people don't realize is If you want to grow and get a big feature, unless you get really lucky and go viral or get really lucky and know the right people, that shit ain't free.
No, it's not free.
Ain't no big time artist giving you a free verse because they fuck with you that tough. Unless you get really lucky.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So most artists are charging for that. And you gotta pay. And again, it's difficult to get past a certain point because it's such an investment up front. Nobody wants to pay, for sake of discussion, $5,000 for a verse.
Right.
You're right.
Exactly. Like, God damn, wait, for a nigga that gotta go to work on Monday, that's a lot of fucking money. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's a big thing. And then once you put the work in and you start to see the growth, it's like, oh shit. Mm-hmm. That's why niggas is willing to pay that. And that's why people are charging that. It's because it does really help. And it gets your view and exposure and all of that shit growing. So
you gotta pay to play, man. Yeah. You know, in a way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, you do. Real. But I will say this though, right? And I think everyone can agree. Think about like MySpace days where like, you know, you could, you know, create this coding and whatnot where you can put up music and blah 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 versus now the accessibility where you have direct contact. You can DM a nigga and be like, yo, go listen to this real quick. Even if you're trash, if you hit whoever every day or you're posting every day, someone's gonna reach out to you. You know what I mean? Facts. So it's like,
it's funny you say that. I just seen something with T-Pain on the joint. T-Pain said, stop tagging me in y'all motherfucking stories. He said, y'all will play some music or something like that and you'll tag me in stories. He said, for me, I see that red dot that over the heart. He said, I can't let that shit just stay there. So I'm definitely going to see your story. And then once I see that it's not me, I don't give a fuck about your story. He said, and then you go, then don't go and repost your views with circle me and say, oh, T-Pain saw my stuff. Now I'm going to see the red dot again. Now I'm going to come. He said, stop fucking posting or stop tagging me in your shit. Like, you got some people like that.
You got to do what you got to do, man. You know? Like, you got to, if I was an artist and I'm trying to make, you know, make a breakthrough, I'm going to do what everyone else, like, I guess maybe speaks about, like, how they finessed here and there. Like, you just, I don't know. Social media is such a, it's so wide.
I'm one of those guys that I ain't going to repost it and circle it, but I'm definitely going to screenshot it and throw it to the side.
Come on.
It's not concise. I don't care if you click on it or not. Yeah. One time on the pod, I tagged Bobby, what's her name? Bobby Altoff or whatever, to be doing Little White Girl.
Yeah, she watched the joint.
And it could have been the same thing. She just clicked on it to see if it was her, closed it out immediately.
Right. Yeah.
But God did get jumped, showed up.
Absolutely.
We had success with Ski Beats, though. We mentioned him, he reposted the joint.
I
got posted by Julia Fox before. Again, like, sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't. Like, it just, you know,
you just
social
never
media
know,
is different. The swindle game back in the day was so much different though, with the MySpace and the I always think about Soulja Boys when he used to, whatever the hottest song was, he'd name it that, or on Napster or whatever, the, you know, Kaza, whatever you was using to download, he'd name that joint, you know, What's the fucking Kendrick Lamar song? I can't even think of it right now.
They Not Like Us.
Yeah. He'll name it Kendrick Lamar, They Not Like Us. You hit play.
It's his song.
Hop up out the bed.
Yeah. Nah, you can't beat that, man.
Nowadays, you can find direct access to individual songs, and the Googles are so specific. Like, you can't swindle the same way you used to.
Nah.
You got to find new ways.
Just comes with the territory.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? But definitely get it how you get it. And again, you know, I commend you for, you know, pushing, the work you put in, brother.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Any of next videos up, or?
We think about doing a split video for Payoff and The Perfect Package, putting that together as one video. But we're in the studio. It's about to be a busy few weekends. You know, next week when we got the Halloween party, we're going to get into Halloween in a minute. You know what I'm saying? But the following week, in the second, I have a listening session for me and Judah. Album that we worked on back in March. You know what I'm saying? We had the session for back in March. Album's finally finished, mastered. We still stuck on a title, but we wanted to get the artist to the studio to hear it. So we got that going on. I'm back in the studio on the 9th, right the next following weekend with Andrew Jackson. We about to touch up and put some finishing touches on Superfly 2.
No doubt.
So doing that, and then, you know, a single should be out real soon for Superfly 2. So we just trying to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? Keep the Superfly shit going for real. It's been, you know, been a good little vibe, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And good response, you know what I'm saying, too. So,
and we can still cop the merch, right?
Yeah, the merch is still available. I'm working on all that right now. I was actually talking to Frankie about it the other day, you know, just starting the website and getting the logo and all that shit done. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to start doing merch for myself as well. I'm thinking about doing that. You know, Beats by Nick G merch and shit like that. So I'm just trying to, you know, find a way to get residual income coming. It's just little shit I be brainstorming when I be at the job. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Just got to go get it, man. On a side note, right? Mm-hmm. I was on an IG yesterday, and I was going on a little hiatus for like a few days or a week or whatever. But I don't know. My feed is always like populated with like clothing and whatnot.
Right.
And I was watching this dude interview, the founder of a brand called God is Dope, which is based in Atlanta.
Right.
And I was just taken back, bro. Like his first month, I think he was doing like 20K. Make a long story short, it got to a point where like annually, my man's like hitting numbers between like 10, 20 mil.
Mm.
And it's just t-shirts that highlight quotes like motivational quotes. I'm pretty sure. I went to his page.
Because
I had seen God is Dope, plenty of like a lot of people wear it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that it was like a movement.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I said to say that, like when I see things like that, it's inspiring because, you know, Lord willingly, like when I put together my thing, it's going to have something similar as far as, biblical scripture, just motivational quotes and whatnot. Right. But I said to say that again, that you just got to do it.
Yeah, you just got to do it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not judging, but it's like, damn, like it's so simple.
The hardest part is jumping out there. You know what I'm saying? That's the hardest part, bro.
Putting the investment in.
Because I've spun the block with that a few times, but the consistency just hasn't been there, right? Yeah, when you see these different brands blow up, and in your mind, you're like, well, damn, that's just so simple. Like, niggas is really jacking that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'd be like, what am I doing? Yeah. Like, nigga.
It's the same thing I felt about the production. Like, beats, like when I was hearing shit when I wasn't doing nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, this shit right here, yo, I can make some shit that's like this or even better. Like, you know what I'm saying? When I started doing it, it's like, yo, this shit, niggas need to hear this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, fuck it. All right, bet. I will say though that
with all of the above, it's simple to start. It's simple to make the product, whether it's music or clothes or whatever it is. It's easy to make the product. The difficult part is getting it out there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
you know what I'm saying, like we know people that have had brands for years, and it just never went above and beyond, and they got good shit.
Right.
Dope shit. They just never went above and beyond because they didn't get past a certain point.
Gotcha.
You gotta find a way to, whether it's luck or going to all these events. Like Nick is doing it the hard way. You know what I'm saying?
He's
literally going to multiple shows. He's going to shows that he wants to go to.
Yeah,
of course,
but it's more grassroots.
But he's also, and his purpose is not only to enjoy the show, it's to meet somebody.
Yeah.
To,
absolutely.
To make
connect.
A contact, to get an email, to get something versus just going to a show where, again, you just got to be able to put the work in. Like you get more than just making a product.
And on that note, shout out. Meet the Curator 8 years, you know what I'm saying?
Eight year mark,
you know what I'm saying? You know, since we're talking about brands and shit, you know what I'm saying?
We're gonna make that happen.
Shout out to Kev and all that,
That's about to pop off,
Awesome, man. No, you're right. One thing I will add though, because when the guy was interviewing the founder, he was pretty much saying that when he made his product, he made it that it was easy to purchase, so it's not about, you know, dropping a tee and marketing it for $30. You want to make sure that whatever you sell it for, it's not going to hurt you.
Right.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. So if you have that mind state, there's nothing to really worry about. It's like, okay, I make this. If people get it, they get it. You know what I mean? I'm not going to judge my, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess the outcome based on the product, how much it costs,
your
and this, that, and the third. Like, nah, just
success.
Drop it, bro.
Don't
pay $5, $7, so be it.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. I'm just saying, that's when you're doing. That's when you know you're doing it for the love.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly. And that's how just being a person who loves clothes. That's how I look at it. Like I really just really, really, really love clothes.
Yeah.
You know
sure.
what I mean? Like.
Sure.
So. Sure. Yeah, man. Maybe there'll come a time when I won't be sad and lonely.
Who you are, my nigga.
Niggas know who I am. Who you?
Yeah, Nick G and this motherfucker.
No doubt. Well, this is P. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? This welcome to another episode of A Man Say Man. What's good, Remy?
Hi. These fucking organic intros, man.
Hey, man, the intros have always got to be, you know, smooth, man.
No, it has to be consistent. So the niggas is prepared and ready.
I know, we don't got to be prepared, man.
Weird.
We be going 9-10 minutes before, you know.
Listen, like, ain't no routine, man. Yeah. They know what's up. They know what's up. Every intro has to be perfect. Hey, you know, man, let's just get into it. We here.
What's goody? What's up, man?
Nah, I was just saying though, you know, this week for me has been very up and down, but one thing I do realize is grace, right? And you know, grace is something that's free. You don't gotta work for it. And I just love how God operates in that realm where, like, you know, something's going on and it's like for 2 seconds or whatever, you're like, damn, this is crazy, blah, blah, blah. How am I gonna fix this? But then all of a sudden, it's already worked out.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I just wanted to highlight that. And yeah, man, it's just,
what's up?
Life is ill.
Yeah, you gotta be able to have thick skin and take the ups and downs, man.
Yeah, you know, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah. No
pause.
That was crazy.
That was insane, actually.
Yeah. Yo, I can't wait like 10 years later when this pause game is over with, bro. I don't want to be 70 saying that. I don't.
Sure you do.
No.
Sure you do. You'll enjoy it. You'll laugh at it.
Yeah, maybe. Or I might hit you with my cane. Like, nigga, shut. Come on, man. Chill. Like, stop. Yeah. Stop poking at me, man.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, man. Shit, yeah. We you know, had some homework for the past few weeks. Let's jump into that.
Yeah, let's finally get into that, man.
Quick, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
before we go into everything else, because we've been holding on to this one too long.
It's an unorthodox day, man. Let's just keep it flowing. But yeah, let's get into it though. Matter of fact, Remington picked this, right?
Sure, yeah. Pluto. Mixtape Pluto by Future.
Yeah. Let me pull
it
up.
It just came out like
September,
a month ago. I mean, it's my kid. Sorry, I'm like, yeah, you guys fucked me up.
I thought we was getting out the way first.
I didn't at all. It's a fire album. I mean, I fuck with the album heavy. It's my shit. I mean, there's not really a skip for me on there. Lord Demonski, MJ, Brazier, Surfing the Tsunami, and again, it's my shit. I fuck with Future heavy though. Like, Future is one of my favorite artists of all time. I'll let y'all go over to, I guess, the album before I talk about Future anymore.
Yeah, I I enjoyed this one. It's the first Future album I actually enjoyed in a minute. What's the joint? Too Fast. That shit was crazy. Ski, like you said, Ski, Lil Demon. The intro was crazy. Ace Gang, I like this one. This was I haven't listened to Future since, I guess, Mask Off.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, what was that? Hendrix or
That's a long time. Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Hendrix, I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah.
Man, look, it's Future, bro. He's just a vibe, man. He's one of those guys for me that it's turn up time, bro. Like, his ad libs on his album is insane.
Yeah,
he goes off, bro. And
always.
He says things that, I don't know, it's just like some type of like voltage in me. Like, when he says it, I'm just like amped, you know? I think the album just overall, like, just you can't skip. Like, it's just a dope album. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
It's
all Metro, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know, honestly. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, but that combo, it's insane.
Yeah, they always fire.
Yeah, that's like Toomp and T.I. back in the day.
Would you say Future for the last 10 years has ran Atlanta? So I saw a conversation, and forgive me, because I forgot the two guys was talking about it, but he was pretty much saying that from like 95 to 2002, Outkast ran Atlanta. And then from 2002 to 2000, maybe... When did Future stop popping?
I don't know. Don't have me lying. 12, 10. Yeah,
okay, cool. But he pretty much went from Outkast to T.I. running it, and then Future took over. And
might have been 2012 when Same Damn Time came out.
Okay. But since 2012 or 2013, Future has ran Atlanta.
Him and Thug.
Well, Thug too, but I would say primarily because I feel like
Thug's a baby Future to an extent.
You feel me?
Yeah, you feel me?
I feel like Pluto has birthed a lot of rappers.
Yeah,
even though Thug has done a lot as well. Maybe more than Thug. You know what I mean?
Well, who they had before Future? Who they had running Atlanta before Future?
As far as that sound?
No, just Atlanta.
He said T.I.
T.I.
It was T.I. prior to that was Outkast.
You got to have Jeezy in there with T.I.
Who, but
nah, his run was too short.
Yeah,
I think.
You feel me? Yeah, I think T.I. had a much longer run.
Yeah, I think his run was too short.
T.I. was 02 to about 06.
Nah, it was longer than that. It was longer than that.
I personally agree with it, though.
Yeah, I agree.
You can add other people. Yeah, you can add Gucci Mane if you wanted to, because his movement was crazy as well.
Yeah, but it was shorter. But I don't know. For me, I feel like Future is like an easy way for me to compare it is basketball. Mm-hmm. If you think about like the greatest of all times and shit like that, Future's AI.
Yeah.
Like,
I can give you that.
He could argue, you know, to be in that conversation. Yeah, his lyrics ain't, you know what I'm saying, the same as like a Jay-Z and da-da-da-da-da, what a lot of people say about AI. He's 6'1", his game wasn't the same as a Jordan, as a Kobe, as a LeBron. But you can argue that he should be in that conversation. And his influence, like AI's, was crazy, and it's still visible.
Yeah.
Okay, so just quick, I just want to unpack something, right? Because you said, like, lyrically. Mm-hmm. When you guys listen to lyrics right now, right, especially when it comes to trap music, you don't think you'd be hearing some profound stuff sometimes? Like, on this album, Future is spitting, bro.
Oh, I don't feel, I don't feel like it's profound. I feel like it might be witty punchlines. Or witty metaphors.
All right, cool. Profound was a bit reaching, right?
Yeah, it's nothing. Profound to me is intricate lyrics that kind of weave together where you can, it's schemes and stuff like that to me.
Okay, so you're looking for triple and quadruple, double entendres. Okay,
I look for entendres and stuff.
All right, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm taking away personal when I say that. So, like, I'm thinking about the Knicks when I say he's not as lyrical as, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt. But I'm just saying right now, sonically.
I think he's spitting, but again, he's still not spitting Jay-Z level. He's not spitting Lil Wayne level, like, you know what I'm saying? He's not spitting like crazy bars where you gotta go, you're like, oh, right, my god, right, hold on, what did this nigga just say?
Right,
that's crazy. Nah, did you hear what
I
said?
I feel you. I don't know, man. I think right now I just be in the moment. Like, when someone says something that I not wish I could say, but like based on my emotion, if I could articulate that way, I'm like, oh shit, like he's on it. Like, I don't know, when I'm listening to these like Future with his ad libs and the things he's saying, I'm just like, yo, this nigga is on it right now, bro. Fire.
Future's one of the goats of
mine. I think 21 Savage raps better than Future, but I think Future
no,
absolutely not.
No. Right, what are we talking about right now?
I think 21 Savage
and what way though?
I think he's more lyrical. I think I think 21 Savage can rap better than
Say Gang.
Yeah. Hey, man. <That's it. laughs> I don't know why. Like, the reason I just busted out laughing in my head is because as Nick's talking about it, and I'm just like, 21 Savage? And then immediately all I hear is, oh God. Oh God.
Type shit. Nah, I think he paints a more intricate picture, or he brings you more into. I think as far as lyricism goes, yeah, I would say that 21 Savage is from a T.I. type of umbrella.
I mean, that might be fair to say, but because
T.I. was lyrical and you know what I'm saying, introspective type of shit. It was just more talk about him. Like, I don't know. Future doesn't really talk about himself. He's a party vibe to me. You know
he talks about himself a lot, actually. About all the hoes that he's fucking and all the drugs that he's doing and all the lean that he's drinking.
Listen to MJ, right? And just envision that scene, everything he's talking about. Yeah. Sipping monkey juice.
He just got activated.
Right? I think, what did he say? Like, I don't know. Like, some as he's smashing, like, for hours.
Yeah,
you know?
Because the monkey juice got him activated.
Exactly. And the only reason why I bring this up is because I remember when he was breaking down Gucci flip-flops, right? And that was a real situation that actually happened.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
I just fucked your bitch in some Gucci flip-flops.
That really happened, right? So, like, when you think about, when you talk about 21 Savage, and on the side note, I'm probably not the best person to have this conversation with because I'm always thinking about sonically when that person's rapping, how it sounds. Like, so in comparison between 21 and Future,
it's 21. Not, 21.
It's night and day, because like Future's 20, harmonizing.
21 sounds like he's reading off paper.
Yeah, he's reading off paper. Mm-hmm. Like, Future's harmonizing. Like, again, like, his emotion is different.
But also, like he's saying, AI is very relatable to Future, just because Future also came up underneath Dungeon Family and came up underneath of Rico Wade, and that's his family and shit.
Yeah,
like that.
He's Andre 3000's cousin as well.
Rico Wade, so he has a sense of history, or you know what I'm saying, like, you know,
he's more versed.
Nostalgic with him,
no doubt. I wouldn't,
I mean, he has, this is separate from the album, but he has one of the greatest songs of all time. March Madness is, it's almost a perfect song.
56 Nights was insane.
I mean, 56 Nights was,
when that joint dropped,
56 Nights flow, like, crazy. Oh my god,
March Madness is what made me listen to Future.
March Madness is,
and then with Dirty, then the Dirty Sprite joint came out.
With him and Drake?
Nah, the Dirty Sprite, the mixtape.
Part two. Well, yeah.
Part two. That was the old jump. I was about to say. Yeah, Dirty Sprite's the old jump. That's what you think. I thought you were talking about that jump.
Nah, Future's the GOAT, bro.
Yeah, he's up there, man. He's on my Mount Rushmore, personally.
I would say he's one of them. I fuck with him, put it that way.
Yeah, he's etched himself in my Mount Rushmore. At this point in time, I mean, it's going. I haven't finished it yet. As of now, it's probably only Jay-Z and Future.
He's to go. And I don't listen to trap music nearly as much as I used to. I try to stay away from it, but like when I do tap in, like, okay.
Yeah, nah.
This joint. Yeah.
It if I was to listen to trap music, it's definitely going to be Future or 21. That's it.
No, not.
I'm just saying.
I mean, if you want some quick go tos, I don't know. There's a lot of rappers out here, especially when it comes to trap music that I come across, but I'm like, I just can't get into it because I know I'm gonna go down this rabbit hole. Would you consider, and be sucked in? Pause.
Would you consider Travis
Scott?
Yeah,
that's not trap.
Okay. No, I feel you. I'm just asking.
Yeah, like when I look at like the Playboi Cartis and the Travis Scotts, to me those are like hip hop rock artists. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's that clash of that sound is what the generation right now as the youngins, that's what they into. Mm-hmm. Yeah, OPM vibe, you know, dressed in all black, maybe emo, like that's, you know, that's a different sound versus, you know, that trench talk for real. Yeah. You feel me? Yeah, definitely 21.
That young nudie.
Yeah, that young. 21. You feel me? Yeah. Like that's a different ball game, bro. Like,
I actually fuck with 21 Lil Man better. What's his name? 21 Lil Harold.
Lil Harold. Yeah, that last, was it a mixtape? Was it an album?
Last one was an album, I think. Yeah, it was fire,
hard, bro. Like, and Lil Harold's been rapping for a minute. Like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That joint goes.
Yeah, 21 Lil Harold be rock.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of them out there. But Future got it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I ain't gonna argue that.
What's the y'all wanna just pluck one off the list, or somebody got something in their brain, or
album?
for the next work we got a list running, or say we nothing. Can pluck one if
let
you
me
wanna,
get one
you wanna get one
or oh,
one?
Oh, it's my turn, man.
My
is
fault
it really
my
your turn?
I didn't know whose turn it was man. I was just saying y'all, I knew it was one of y'all. Only two of y'all.
Yeah, nah. Steph picked the Jaden Smith joint.
It's all you ain't gotta go. It's your turn, Nick. It's your world. We're just trying to live in it. My bad.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, you picked Sheck West, man.
I did.
Lil Sheck West, bitch, I'm dying.
Off
Sheck
this list,
or if you had one at the top of your head, I just didn't want to have to, you know, have 5 minutes of dead air.
Anything drop this week?
There and humbling it
last week.
Like, anything this week was Benny's shot.
Yeah, I mean,
Benny and 38 special.
Yeah, Ian dropped this week. Since he was, I was gonna say nothing that we would want to, you know, move to the forefront. But yeah, Ian dropped. We can go rock the Ian. Some trap shit. There you go.
Yeah, I don't know trap shit.
Exactly. I don't know.
Don Kennedy dropped like 2 weeks ago.
Ian hasn't sold me yet, man.
Nah, I like him as a feature more so.
He's too much
like
of that yeet
to me. Yeah,
thank
exactly.
You. Thank you.
Yeah.
That is
I like him as a feature. I don't want to hear a whole album of it. So.
Yeah, I'm trying not to go too far back. I'm trying to stay a little.
And I hate
you know,
the way he dresses. Doesn't make it look authentic, bro. Seriously.
Oh, true.
I hate
true.
The way he dresses.
Yeah. All right, Nick.
We can go to the next time. I got you. We can go to the next topic.
This guy.
Yeah.
See, that's the whole point of the list, man. Yeah. You're supposed to just pick something off the list. All right.
If I'm going to pick something off the list, I'm going to pick De La Soul's Grind Date.
There we go. Let's get it done.
Yeah, De La Soul Grind Date.
There we go.
Speaking of De La Soul, y'all seen Tribe get inducted in
I just checked. Oh.
Rock of Fame.
A word. That's what's up.
Rock and Roll Rock of Fame.
Actually, I did see that. Yeah,
De La Soul just got put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Nah,
no,
Tribe.
Tribe.
Tribe. Yeah. Yeah. This Grind Day joint is
what year is that?
I want to say 2005.
That's got a fat foot. No.
This joint got the joint. So y'all ever seen? You know, we all watched the Chappelle Show. The joint when they were on there, they was rapping. They got on the bus. They was like,
yeah, I remember. I remember that, but I don't remember the song.
It's called the name of the song is called Much More. 2004 album's 2004. This is their like comeback album. Okay. I think they was actually signed or managed by Matthew Knowles at this time. They had an incident with him. Had a little stint with him. But yeah, this was a great album. Got a little production from J Dilla on here. Got some production from MF Doom. Got features from Ghostface, Common.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it, but that's what's up.
Yeah, this is.
I actually met De La Soul, remember, in the city one time.
The group or one person?
Oh, it was all three.
All three. Okay.
Yeah, I was with
Lodge. Rest in peace.
Just come back from the Makunu shop, and we stopped at some random Foot Locker in the city, and they were in there.
Rest in peace, True Goy.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Boom, that's it. We working backwards today, like a Kendrick album.
Well, amen.
Say amen.
So we was talking about earlier, briefly, about AI's top hip-hop albums, I believe.
Hip-hop songs.
Oh, yeah. Top 10. Somebody asked, I guess some surprise, ChatGPT or one of them shits, the best hip-hop songs, what the AI said thinks the best top 10 hip-hop songs are of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read the list quickly, and then we can kind of dissect and go through. Number one was Juicy Biggie. Number two was Nothing But a G-Thang by Dr. Dre and Snoop. Number three was Lose Yourself by Eminem. Number four was California Love by Tupac and Dre. Number five was Fight the Power by Public Enemy. Number six was The Message by Grandmaster Flash and The Furious Five. Number seven was Cream by The Wu. Number eight was Rapper's Delight by Sugar Hill. Number nine was All Right by Kendrick Lamar. And the last one was Hypnotized by Biggie Smalls.
I'm going to start with you, Ram.
I think a couple of them are
this
right.
This is interesting too. I like this this range.
Yeah, I think a couple of them are right for sure.
What's your favorite?
My favorite song on this list, my favorite personal song on this list would probably be Cream or Juicy. Probably Cream.
Yeah.
Probably Cream or Juicy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Again, a couple of them I get understand why. Like, I don't understand Fight the Power by Public Enemy.
I do.
I know it was a large record, big time. But I don't get it.
Well, if you notice though,
The Message, I don't get that one either.
Don't Push Me was crazy.
The message is definitely
The Message is heavy.
Between The Message and Rapper's Delight, those are the first two.
Rapper's Delight I get.
Well, Rapper's Delight was like the first rap hit. The Message was the first, like, this is when the rappers kind of looked at it as like street rap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You had a vision of the ghetto. Yeah, you had a vision. It was like the beginning of street rap. Rapper's Delight was just the beginning of rap. Niggas is happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Type of shit. I'm with Rem. Cream's my favorite one on here, on this list. But I can understand. Also, I have a Source magazine upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I think it came out in 2000. It gave you the top 100. Hip-hop songs. It might have been 200, I don't know, something like that. But Juicy, these joints are all in there. But you know,
well, we mad at the list though. Let's start with that. Is that
a little bit?
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm a little bit. But then on top of that, it's like I can't really think of what I can put in this place, in their places. Like when I look at it, Lose Yourself definitely was a big time record. I feel like if you ask AI, they're gonna go off of numbers too.
Well, yeah, I mean, in the listing, each one is provided with a slight reason for it. You know what I'm saying? A cornerstone of West Coast hip hop, Eminem's iconic track, a massive anthem that represents the West Coast. You know? So it gives a little bit of detail as to why it selected it. But like, I don't know, like The Message, I feel you. It was a huge song. But I feel like, could be wrong, we'll never know. Without Diddy's version of that song, that song is nowhere near as big.
Yes and no.
Without Diddy, that song almost disappears.
That's fair, but Diddy wasn't the only one.
But it was the closest one.
Yeah, no,
I get the feeling sometimes. Exactly, you know what I'm saying? Like the delivery and everything, the beat like was exact.
Yeah, because but honestly, for me, I'd probably take Ice Cube's version. Chickity check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Yeah, yeah, but, yeah.
But I see what you're saying. Yeah, 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 I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Because then it's just a beat.
Yeah,
and it's just a sample.
You know,
beat.
Now that you say that, that's a song that I would put in here. Today was a good day. Definitely.
You know what?
Is to be in.
That's
top
a fact, 10. Though. That's a fact. We get. That's a fact.
That one should be in
bro.
There. I agree with that.
That's
I agree
a
with that.
Fact.
And the one that keeps coming to my brain, honestly, is fucking Summertime.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fact that's too. A fact. Will Summertime you be in it? Be that's definitely. A fact.
That's a forever hit. I don't care how old you are.
You know it's something. Yeah.
You got to hear that John at least once in the summertime. I would definitely.
The intro is crazy.
I would remove. Shit. I would remove All Right.
Like, yeah, I would remove. I don't know why All Right's on there either. I agree. Kendrick,
that joint shouldn't even be top 10 of all time.
We ain't going to be All Right.
Nah. Nah. I would take that out and I would take Fight the Power out probably.
Yeah. I'm taking Fight the Power out. I'm taking All Right out. I'm taking The Message out.
Yeah. I was trying to think of something else to replace for one more that could replace that. You know what I'm
saying? Because Hypnotized and Juicy, I mean, I'm kind of against having
two biggies.
Right.
But
and we got two Dre's on here too.
Yeah, I mean
nothing but a G thing East Coast, California West Coast.
Think
love.
About it, that it was running hip hop.
Yeah, I mean that was an era, but
heavy.
Yeah,
we ain't got no Jay-Z on here.
You know what? You know what's funny, right? I seen something where this guy was talking about how y'all keep saying Jay-Z was the best. He never really ran had like was the best in the year in the time frame.
Shit,
so. Even I think he went back to like 98. It was DMX.
Mm-hmm. Back to back.
Back
mm-hmm.
to back. 98 was DMX's year.
Mm-hmm.
99, I forgot who he said. Was it Nelly?
It's possible.
Right here. Or that Nelly ran some shit. Luda ran some shit. Eminem. No, here's what he was. Eminem was 99 or some shit. 99.
Yeah. Only niggas moving. Yeah. Pimp
Nelly was 2000.
All that shit. Yeah. But. Shit, T.I., like you named T.I. Mm-hmm. was a 1 year, you know what I'm saying? Kanye was a year, you know what I'm saying? Like he was naming all these joints who had the most sales and the most shit in those years, mm-hmm. and it's like Hov was never up there, so I could see, but I can't even think of a Hov song top 10.
You know what?
That would be in the top 10.
Unless you do like New York, which that's probably their go-to.
I would say New York and Big Pimpin', off the top of my head.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I do agree with you. And the thing about those other artists is that at those times, Jay-Z just had a better package, right? He had Beyonce. He had the Clover line popping. Mm-hmm. Like, Rockaway was going crazy. So, like, in addition to his stardom, like, he just had great things going on.
His influence was better than all, absolutely. But as far as the music went.
So, like, no matter how you think about those, like, the 2000s up to now, people will always say Jay-Z. Yeah, but when you break it down, it's like, nigga, you...
2002, 2003, The Rock was everything.
It was everything.
Anything The Rock touched was gold.
The Rock was my life.
You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, like, niggas was drinking Armadale, Scissor.
Me,
like,
Scissor.
All that shit. Bro. It was The Rock or nothing.
State Property was my Bible. Like, bro, insane.
Yeah.
But
The Rock definitely had the era. But I mean, the list, you know, it was okay.
Yeah.
I'm not fully for it, but
no, it can be modified for sure.
Yeah, it could be modified, but it wasn't terrible considering AI, you know.
But if I, you know, just agree with you or you two rather, Cream, probably my favorite.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, yeah, cream is definitely that shit, man. I grew up, cash rules, everything around.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
I remember third grade.
Staying alone was no job. I forgot second hand.
What dude's name, man?
Oh man.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably I heard also. Drink. I also heard that. RZA and somebody else had verses on that joint. When they heard Inspector Deck and Raekwon's verse on Cream.
Mm-hmm.
They said, "Nah, we taking our shit off."
I can see that. Yeah. I don't really see the RZA going crazy on that beat like that.
Nah.
You know what I mean, Spectre and the RZA, they went off, especially the RZA.
Raekwon,
Raekwon went crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like yeah. That and Ice Cream
Up Kids, Corrupt Cops, and
Ice Cream, Method Man, and Ray
Scoop,
Ice Cream.
Yeah,
that was Ghost and Ray.
I mean, Ghost and Ray.
Yeah. But Meth had the hook and Capadonna. Capadonna was my nigga. Man.
Really?
I should have picked one. I should have picked the Wu album. I should have picked either Iron Man or motherfucking Omen Bill for Cuba Links, yo.
Yeah, we can do that in the near future. Yeah.
Add it to the list.
Amen. Yeah, man.
You're right. Amen. Add it to the list. We'll ask you to listen in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, no
Keep
doubt.
Keep it running.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm at, damn, man.
I'm going to add some old
shit. I'm ranting right now, but yo, it's nothing like looking at old school hip hop videos, bro. And not really going, not necessarily for the song, but for the visuals.
Yeah.
Because you see some of the illest shit, my G.
Niggas was like, grimy.
I'm talking about from niggas styling, like mannerisms, like it was just a form of liberation back then that you just don't see today, bro. Because everything is so like cookie cutter. You're going to see a whole bunch of dudes with guns in the video. And, you know, like back then it was just, man, just had their own personality type shit. Like, I don't know.
It was different. I mean, people were spending $1 million on videos, literally.
Facts.
They were spending $1 million to have Hype Williams come out and direct their video and make you a fucking movie.
Facts.
And it was a movie there. Like, you had to, like, yeah, Michael Jackson led the way with that Thriller shit. Like, it was, videos Shemone was different Walker. Back then.
That's a fact.
I think Michael Jackson
was
had
that
movie
joint
videos.
Before the Busta and Janet joint?
What's that?
Was it the Thriller video?
I'm bugging.
The Janet Jackson and MJ Busta. Video. What song was that?
Screen.
Was that before the Janet Jackson and Busta video?
Yeah, definitely was. Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We were still like in like middle school
when
that joint dropped
out.
Yeah,
Scream,
The black the and joint white. Was like 99, the Busta joint.
That's a fact.
It was like 99.
Yeah.
Because everybody started, because you think about Missy kind of started those futuristic type of joints. You know what I'm saying? Missy, and then you had Scrubs. All them joints, like, them niggas were shooting the same shit.
Nah, I feel you on that.
All the video, 99, 2000 was like, niggas was getting ready for the fucking millennium type shit. Like, everything was so fucking futuristic, everything.
Yeah, and the driver was different. The driver was was VH1, MTV,
TRL.
It was BET 106 and Park. Like, the driver was different. If you was on there, you was popping.
Yeah.
So
yeah, your visuals had to be strong.
You gotta have strong visuals.
For sure.
That shit was, you know, MTV don't even show music videos no more.
Nah.
Neither does BET, my nigga.
Them old videos
crazy,
were so different.
I mean,
so different.
Music television. That's the name. That's MTV's name. And y'all niggas show ridiculousness all day.
That too, but also just the impromptu, right? Because like TRL was live.
Yeah.
So sometimes you had, like, I remember some artists like wilding out. You know what I mean? Like doing the interviews and whatnot. Like that shit. Yeah, you don't get
Fred
that no
Durst.
More. Fresh shout out to Fred. Shout out to
La
Fred,
La.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that shit just died. The internet changed it. The internet changed everything.
Everything. I'm surprised we still got newspapers, nigga.
How do y'all feel about that, though?
What?
Like, and I don't know if we spoke about this before I posed this question. Hopefully I didn't. But, like, just the access to everything, right? Like, I'm pretty sure you've seen these, like, conversations. But there was a guy talking about, like, when you see a bad joint these days, it's nothing to you because you see him all the time online. Like, remember back in the day when we saw a bad joint, you spoke about her for days, bro. Matter of fact, you, like, for me, I envision, like, when I first seen, what's the little Brazilian joint? Was it Kiara? Not Kiara. Shakira. Is she Brazilian?
I don't know.
Remember, she,
I just know she danced.
Who?
Shakira. Where's she from?
Oh, Shakira's from Colombia.
Yeah, she's Colombian.
Yeah, she's Colombia.
But when I first seen her, bro, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I know if I see her, I'm a bagger. Like, I just know. Now, when you see a bad joint, like, I don't know. Not for me, but who was I talking to? I was at the barbershop. And they were talking about women and whatnot. And they were just talking about just a bunch of bad women and how it's regular. It was regular, but it's not regular. What was he saying? I'm trying to put my point together. Either way, when you see a bad joint these days, you dismiss it because of the accessibility on social media.
Look,
it doesn't hit right.
To piggyback off of that, somebody tweeted this particular thing. Basically, niggas was never meant to see this many bad bitches.
Never.
Social media's got us fried. Our ancestors used to see like 10 baddies in their whole life.
That's a fact.
Said it goes for shorties too, though. Ladies would never be able to access or see this many niggas with money, motivation, or be able to have access to them. A girl having a celebrity crush back in the day was a dream. Now she only a DM and a flight away from getting fucked.
That's a fact, bro. Like, this, you dismiss all that. Like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm good. Yeah. Like, I can just, you know.
I mean, but that goes to show, I watched the Pop the Balloon shit. It's the same shit on that joint. Everything y'all just said sums that show up. Or that show sums it up. Motherfuckers stay out here with balloons, especially if the dudes got the balloons and the women come out here. Well, actually, no, let's flip that. I seen a joint where women were out there with the holding the balloons and the dude come out there, the first dude to come out there, and everybody, you know, probably was fucking with the homie, mm-hmm. whatever. But one joint would pop the balloon and be like, I'm sorry, I just want to see who else is here, who else is available. I don't want to just go with this one. Like, so it's almost like she got options. Like, I see this nigga, he attractive, but let me see, it's probably more attractive niggas here. Like you just saying, like, good. You know what I'm saying? It's the same way. Yeah, that shit's crazy.
It's
that show is crazy, by the way. Yeah,
it's a mixed bag. I feel like
it's definitely a mixed bag because, mm-hmm. like, you want the access, but at the same time, it kills the motivation. It kills the drive. Like, I don't know. Like,
to an extent, I don't know. Like, so, I mean, I don't know. We've been alive since television, so you know what I'm saying. It's one thing for like back in the day, like with the way man was wired was probably different because like you said, you saw 10 baddies in your whole life because the only way you saw them was in person or like on a magazine cover maybe.
Right.
But like we've had television our whole life, so
Jet Beauties of the Week.
It's not as bad for us. Like it's worse because the access is a little easier, but you've always seen bad joints in movies. And like you said, when you first saw Shakira back in the day, it was, oh my God. Now you have the ability to find 10 Shakiras, or if you just happen to be scrolling, you could just find one. You know what I'm saying? Depends on what you follow and your algorithms and all that. So I don't know. Yeah. I feel like it's one and the same, just a little easier to get to.
It is. But just the effect of it on your psyche. You know what I mean? Like, a bad joint could be trying to holler you right now. And you like, nah, I'm good, bro. Because of whatever reason. She may not even dress well. I'm good. Because of the women that you see, that you check for on IG, they be styling them, profiling them. And you like, yeah, I'm good in that, bro. Like,
oh, yeah.
And that just kills the game. Like, back in the day, it wasn't 100% about that. At least not for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I got a beautiful eye, bro. Like, I know if you look, you know what I mean? Like, I can see the potential. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. We just... like if we were to bring up a Topanga with like someone right now, the new, like this younger generation, they'd probably be like, nigga, she's trash.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah.
But like Kelly Kapowski, you she's don't understand. Trash.
That was our Instagram models.
Like, those were the OGs. Vita Guerrero, she's trash.
I'm trying to find this verse from Fonte that describes what y'all talk about too. But like just having options. You know what I'm saying? That's why relationships don't last like they do, or because we got options now.
Yeah.
They got options now. Before, you know, relationships, like he said, it's something to the point like, we want what grandma and granddaddy had, but they ain't have options, niggas, we do.
Yeah, so, but you know, also, you think
about back in the day, that your grandparents, there was no options for them to leave. It's like, we're married, bullshit. This is what it is.
You know but you know what, though? But to me, the factor is, I'm going to keep it play on this one, is that if you wasn't getting no money, because money brings access and options, my G. So... this conversation could probably be a lot different for players back in the day who was really getting that bag and really was out there on that road. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's what you also see in Instagram too. It's like, it's very money driven.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to be with someone who has some type of status. But, you know, it's all good, man. Yeah. You know, to each his own.
Yeah, man.
You feel me?
Yeah,
so,
each his own. Yeah,
man.
Yeah, but hey, man.
Say, man.
So, with this nigga Trump out here talking about Arnold Palmer, like he was desiring him.
You know what? Trump is he's
that shit is crazy.
Elections around the corner.
I don't even know what to say anymore, because it's like, is this the type of person you want in the office who is so loose with it? Like, you talking about another dude's private parts, like in the shower,
right?
And then like
he was all man.
Like, women, you know, it's a lot of sophisticated women out here, and you know, you pretty much saying like, you know what I mean? Like, my man was, you know, packing. Like, why are we talking about that?
And also, I came here to tell the real story.
You feel me? Like, and rest in peace to the kid. Like, he died in like what, 2016? Like, what are we doing? Like, how are you?
I don't even want to drink half a has no more.
Come on, man.
See, I don't want to say it. I don't want to say it, but. And he went on to say, I couldn't help it. I had to say it.
Like, what?
I had to say it.
I don't know, man. Like,
this nigga here, man.
Wow. Yeah, Trump is, he's a special individual, man, you know.
Yeah.
Some people like him. I don't really get it. I mean,
I
would laugh at him. I'd be okay with him if he wasn't trying to run our country.
Yeah, right.
And he was like the old Trump, where he was just the rich guy that like popped up in a movie or two. Like,
yeah.
I was cool with that Trump, but whatever, you know. Obviously not his legal allegations and all that shit, but you know, I was
cool with that guy, but this guy trying to run, I'm not trying to have that guy run our country, man. That's crazy talk. That nigga's absurd.
Like, I just don't get it. Like, I'm all about you being yourself, man. Like, if you're a funny guy and that's how you, you know, come off, it is what it is. But it's like Trump, like, where did your mind go? Like, how do you say that with, like...
That nigga got... He got a taste of power. He got a taste of running the country one time. That it was just like, I'm going to do what I want to do. Man, he already wanted to do what he wanted to do from the get. You know what I'm saying? Or he could do what he wanted to do from the get. This just gave him extra push. But
America, he can still win, too.
Oh, no doubt.
He still has a strong chance of
absolutely
winning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I would be surprised, but I wouldn't be surprised at the same time. I would be a little surprised though, because come on, man. Like, I don't know. I'm not even a political person, but come on.
Yeah, but just watching it, it's cringy.
It's been cringy. It's been bad. Like, niggas have tried to justify money and the economy and stocks and stimulus checks and fuck. Have you seen the man? Like, it's crazy, bro. It's
yeah. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4. I need 4 more for the rest of the first games.
Oh, there we go. Look at you.
You need 4 more for the rest of
the first games. I need 4 more. I need four more niggas to score.
You win a million? And you win a million?
Nah, that's just for the first half, first games for the first day.
I'm just saying he had to check in on his milli real quick. You know what I'm saying?
I got 4 right now. I got 4 out of 13.
That's love right there. But after halftime, if those individuals score those 4 people, then that means you might get a cash payout.
I might get an option to cash out, yeah.
What if they say it's 100? If it's 100 racks, you gonna do that?
If it's 100 racks, yeah, fuck it. Yeah. If it's 50, nigga, shit.
If it's 10 racks, I'm out.
Nigga, I'm out.
You nigga bet $2.49, nigga. $2.49,
nigga. I might even take 1,500.
Right.
The fuck you mean?
I might take 1,000. Yeah.
Come on. I'm taking that. Let me get that.
$2.
Because I don't want to go home like, damn, I could have had a stack.
Damn, right. I could have had a stack.
You know what I'm saying? Just because my greedy butt.
Wanted to go for that $1 million.
I'm
going to
be checking on this.
I'm
going to definitely be watching the cash out during the second half.
It's
not even halftime yet in the first games yet. So, but yeah, I'm 4 out of 13. Nigga. Let's go, Jesus. Thank you, God. Please.
Look.
That's crazy.
Well, do your thing. Do your thing. What is it? November 4th or November 2nd or whatever it is, and make your parlay at the voting polls and check off them boxes. And ideally, we don't want you to check the Trump box, but we're not going to tell people how to vote because you're entitled to your own. But I prefer that you check for the light-skinned woman. That'd be ideal.
That's a fact, man. Yes. Understand that if you do vote for whoever, you're representing yourself. Mm-hmm. So when I look at Trump and look at his theatrics and the stuff that he says, I can't subscribe to that because it doesn't represent me.
Right.
You feel me? So if you talk about another man's private parts and I'm key-keying and at the same time voting for you, what does that say about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we're in a time where it's a serious matter. Mm-hmm. Niggas really need to get, you know, on a same playing field. And unfortunately, just looking at Trump, I don't see that happening.
Right.
He's a money man. I get it, but it's bigger than that, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely, you know.
For sure.
Last thing about Trump, because it just popped into my head. Do y'all remember all the field trip kids that used to come to Pentagon City Mall?
Yeah, absolutely.
Used to walk around the mall in big buses with your little name tags on and stuff. I don't know how often y'all get to Pentagon City Mall nowadays.
Been years.
I get there pretty often because I go to lunch over there right around the corner from my job.
Right.
The amount of kids, and I in my brain, I'm always genuinely like, they have to be trolling because there's no way there's this many people like this. But the amount of kids that come here on their field trips and buy Trump 2024 bucket hats and Make America Great Again hats is baffling to me. I don't understand what it is. Like, I don't know if it's a joke, and I don't even know. I don't even have a point with this, but I had to say, like, I see it so much that I genuinely almost want to stop a kid and be like, bro, you know what you got on your head? Like, do you understand?
I know you can't
vote. Yeah, you're only 14, but like, do you know what you're doing?
Right.
I mean, that's
it's just weird, man.
Yeah.
Indoctrination. You know.
And I kind of think about maybe it's a piece of we're in a, I can't get my words together.
Nation's capital.
We're from an area where politics is very sensitive. Mm-hmm. So like, if you wear a Trump shirt or even a Kamala Harris shirt, mm-hmm. you're saying something out here.
Absolutely.
Because everybody out here is government related. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You saying something out. Maybe where they're from in Utah, it's not even like, it's nothing.
It's nothing, yeah.
Like that, their politics. Oh, huh. I just thought it was funny because I think Trump's hilarious.
It's almost a battle here.
Right.
It's almost a battle because I see it, especially like being in the area that I'm delivering at, like Falls Church, up that Columbia Pike area, Lincolnia area. Yo, it's nothing but Harris wall signs out that joint.
Right.
But then when you go past like, let's say Graham Road on Route 50, you know what I'm saying? Like going towards that part of Falls Church, mm-hmm. nigga, it is Trump shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I've seen where his neighbors directly cross from each other, got two different joints. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yo, what the fuck? Like, shit. Yeah,
but everybody out here wants to make a statement.
Yeah, and it's like, somebody put a Trump joint in the front of our motherfucking the development. I think somebody took it down. But I'm like, yo, that, put that in front of your house, nigga.
Right, right.
That,
not the whole
put
development.
Put that in front of the whole development, dog.
Nah, demographics plays a lot.
Yeah.
Those kids who are coming from the Utah, Kentucky, mm-hmm. Who knows?
Yeah, but, who knows where?
Young Caucasian growing up in the suburban.
Go to Fredericksburg, nigga. Just go to Fredericksburg. Everything is Trump out that joint.
Yeah, I mean, it's a predominantly white
area. Even here, like, for real, this like, Woodbridge all the way down to, like, to Fredericksburg, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
Stafford, all that shit, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No, it is. I see what you're saying, though, bro. It's like an agenda.
I just don't get it.
Make sure when you get to the mall, you cop in some Trump, you know, merch.
But I genuinely think it's the other side. I think they think it's like a joke thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if for them, like I said, where they from in Utah, it's nothing.
It's like, almost like pride, though.
You keep saying that, and that aligns them with Trump. What I'm saying is I don't think it's that. I think it's more of, I could be wrong, but I think it's a joke. Like, they think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like to a lot of people, like to us that don't support Trump, Trump is a joke.
Right.
Right? Because he does the shit with the Arnold Palmer, and he talks about guys' dicks and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a joke. Mm-hmm. Right? That's funny. Mm-hmm. I think there's 14-year-old kids that find that so funny that they put it on their hat. And they think it's, you know what I'm saying? Ha, 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 ha. Mm-hmm. Trump. Ha, he's a funny motherfucker. Yeah. That's why I like him. You know, but it's something like, again, because they're not thinking of the political things because they're not from an area like we are, where like, you can't just wear that hat and think it's cool.
And where we might be affected at first and foremost, when all this shit take a hold, you know what I'm saying? We are the first, like, nigga, planes came down it. Well, apparently, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, no, I agree with you, Rem. But at the same time, though, you know, if you've seen your parents rock that apparel at the yard, and then when you get to the nation's capital, and you're able to costume yourself, you know what I mean?
There's definitely some of them. What I'm saying is there's so many that there's no way that all of them are Trump supporters.
But
their parents are Trump supporters. Like, I just can't. Maybe it is, but God damn, like, it's not seem that way.
No, I hear that.
For sure.
Yeah,
man.
Trump. Well, amen.
Say man.
So, is anybody gonna be Trump for Halloween?
Nah,
I'm not participating in Halloween this year.
I mean, you ain't coming through on Saturday, huh?
I might come through for, you know, some laughs. Most likely, will. But far as dressing up,
some food too. You know.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm a girl. Don't be dumb.
Food is for participants only, buddy.
Nah, man. No,
it's a $20 fee if you don't dress up, nigga.
Paganomics, man. Like, I'm just, you know, I don't want to dress up. Even though, you know, it was funny, like the origin of Halloween, right? So I used to have a shirt that had Samhain, which is, are you guys familiar with like Celtic tribes and whatnot?
Mm-mm.
So Celtic tribes are like, it's like a language that was from like Central Europe, right? I think it's the 1200s and whatever, but it's a language thing between like Wales, Irish, Scottish, blah, 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 blah. So Halloween, the origin of it is from a day that's, I think it starts in November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Halloween is actually Halloween Eve.
Right, Hallow's Eve.
Yeah, Hallow's Eve, whatever. Yeah, but it's a day where they believe that the dead and the living, the portal between them is very thin.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they dress up and wear these costumes to what? Ward off evil spirits. Keep them away. So it's not like they're doing it to celebrate it.
Right.
But
it's the opposite.
It's the opposite,
it's
right?
It's actually what you should be for.
I mean, yeah, if you were into that, but just dressing up. Again, not to get too religious, but to me, if you believe in God, you don't need that shit, right? So it's kind of funny to me. But so me participating, it's like, I don't want to dress up for armor. Because whatever how you spin it, and again, I'm not trying to get too deep. However we dress it up, like we're just doing it to chill and fall back, you're still paying homage, right? It's almost like,
I disagree.
Well, hold on. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Well, you've seen American Gods, right?
Yeah.
Right. So the greatest servitude for those gods and goddesses was what? Worship, right? Mm-hmm. So whether or not you know the fact that you're on social media, at the same time you're paying homage to the technology god or goddess, forgot who that person was.
Right, I'm with you.
Even though it's an innocent approach, like you're just scrolling, at the same time, you're still paying homage. That's the only way I can compare it for it to make sense since you watched it, since you've seen it.
I get what you're saying, but...
No, it's not that deep.
definitely not. But even talking about it in that manner, like... I guess it would be. In that manner,
You can't spin it anyway, like, you know.
I don't think of it like that.
No, it's just another get together, nigga.
Because I know you guys. Like I know where your mind, where you are, right? But
I can see if we was doing my fucking like Ouija boards and satanic, like you know, seances and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like nah.
Nah, but at the same time, like a little bit of whatever homage is the same overall.
Yes, it is. But the homage. In your original statement of the Celticness, right?
Yeah.
Would be for a good thing and not a bad thing because we're warding off evil spirits.
No, no doubt. And I said, as far as someone who's a believer, I don't need that.
But again, you're warding off evil spirits. You don't need it because you have God protecting you, right? Yeah. So you don't have that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But who's to say that's a bad thing? They're not doing anything bad. They're warding off evil spirits.
Right. Yeah.
God might be with the shits. Like, oh yeah, nah, they're just getting rid of some evil spirit. They're keeping the demons away from the neighborhood. Good job down there, guys. Yeah. They're like the local watchmen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
not trying to get too deep, but if you're dressing up as something, that's idolatry, right? Because you're putting in a mask that you think that is warding off when it's not. That's idolatry, bro. You're asking for protection from something because you're
Now it's not warding it off.
No.
You said you're putting on a mask to ward something off, but it's not.
No. In the general senses, as far as the intent, I'm agreeing with you. That was their original intent, right? To put on a body of something or a mask.
So you're saying that the intent didn't work?
No. I'm saying that it's not in the sense of my position as far as me believing in a higher power. I'm saying that it's not doing that. Just I don't give credence to.
Gotcha. So,
you know what I'm saying?
To you, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. If that's
your original was that it wasn't needed, and I was with you there. So you're saying that doesn't work at all.
I don't think it would work for me. Gotcha. You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to keep the evil spirits back. Man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Positive.
Yeah,
light.
Keeping
the evil spirits back.
Well, I was thinking about some people on Halloween and shit, like scary movies and shit been on. I'm just trying to think like I was taking a guess. I was telling my wife, I was telling her that the Ghostface, the Scream joint, the Scream character. Yeah.
The mask?
Yeah, just that character. That might have been the last actual like scary Halloween character that we had that's new.
Mm, no.
Who? But what? Well, only other person that came to my mind was Jigsaw.
But Mike Myers. Halloween.
I mean, no, he's newest. OG. Brand new character.
Yeah, you had Freddy, Mike Myers, Jason. You know what I'm saying? The Chainsaw Massacre dude. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's saying give him a new one.
A new one. The newest one, it, to me, has been Scream.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. Scream. There's been a couple. There's like, I can't think of the name of the fucking movie. There's like this black and white clown that people are always posting. I forgot the name
Jack,
of the movie.
Jack, you talking about The Nightmare Before?
No, nigga. Not him. That's not it. I'm not sorry. He's not a
Slender
movie.
Man?
Nah, it's not Slender Man. Anyway, I can't think. I'll find it later. And there's one more I had. Saw was a good one. Mm-hmm. It goes back further.
Yeah, back further. Yeah,
yeah. That was a redo.
Go back further, like Hellraiser. All that.
Hellraiser. Back, yeah, that's further. Old. Yeah. Like all those characters.
Hellraiser
are old.
Was hard, bro.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah.
Did those? Like, have you guys watched Hellraiser before? Like actually sat there and watched it.
I've seen it a long time ago.
Yeah, because I still don't really remember all the Freddy movies like that.
I've definitely seen all the Freddy
Freddie
movies.
Freddie had me as a child. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, that's one of the joints that scared me the most.
Between Freddie and the Thriller, I don't know why I can't say this word.
The Thriller video?
Yes.
Psh, bro, I was scared.
I couldn't watch it during the daytime.
I loved the Thriller video back in the day.
Yo, I was at my aunt's house, big ass house she had out here in Woodbridge when I was little and shit. And the back of the backyard was right like to a living room area. And it was windows and shit, and I would watch the Thriller joint. I was scared for the rest of the month. Yeah.
The first part I was cool, like when they had the movie theater whatnot. But when they
at the end, at the end when that motherfucker look at the eyes and shit, I'm like, nah, this joint is scary as a motherfucker.
It was like love and hate, because when they started dancing, it started like when you see them lock popping, bro, like oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, that's classic.
So to dive into the Halloween and what you're talking about now. If somebody asked you for a scary movie recommendation, what movie are you giving them?
Exorcist.
Just or OG Exorcist?
The Diary of...
The Exorcism, Emily Rose?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I might go with the first Chainsaw Massacre joint, like the original.
The OG OG?
OG OG, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Not even the Jessica Biel version? Jessica Biel version
was
good.
It was, but I just remember the original joint, you know, like, yeah. My grandfather had that shit on like... Betamax, probably.
Jessica Biel jump was really good.
What you going with, bro?
I was thinking Emily Rose as well, but I'd probably go to Conjuring.
Mm.
That was hard.
The Conjuring was one of the best recent ones. Yeah. And I thought about it because somebody sent me a list. I saw a list of the best scary movies of all time. Mm. Like a top 10, like based on like heartbeat rates is what they based it on. And Conjuring was on the list. Insidious was on the list.
What's The Exorcist on it?
The Exorcism of Emily Rose was on the list. The original was not. And then there was a couple other ones like Sinister and this and something else. But like joints that are like supposed to be like super ridiculously scary.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit, I ain't gonna hold you. Scream was still scary as a motherfucker. That first Scream was all right. That first Scream was good.
I thought all the Screams were just like...
Making Me Jump is not a scary movie. Yeah. Anything can make me jump. All you gotta do is go black for a little while and pop out when I don't expect it. Guess what I'm gonna do? Ah, shit, you got it.
I'm a jumpy person by nature.
Right.
But it's when I go to sleep. It's when if you're still in my mind,
exactly.
Then I know that you got me. Right?
That's a good scary movie. When we leave and we come back here to come hit the wood, and I'm like, hey Nick, what if your man just came from around that corner right now?
What are we doing right now?
Why are we still talking?
I know what you did last summer. Exactly. Like that, it gets a little weird, bro.
The Conjuring was the first one in a long time. Did that for me. Emily Rose did it too, but The Conjuring.
Emily was
that
crazy.
Fucked me up.
Emily was this one joint though. I forgot. But,
Insidious
was
pretty good.
It takes place in like France, but there's a scene where like you got a priest performing a baptism, and when he's baptizing the child, whatever, all of a sudden the demon hops into him and he's trying to drown the child.
Mm.
And I'm just like that joint.
I mean, The Omen's a forever classic too.
I can't remember that joke.
It's all for you, Damien. It's all for you.
Word.
You know what's funny?
Word. All Damien. But remember that Damien too. That was a movie.
That's Luke Damien's tag too.
Oh yeah.
I love you, Damien.
It's all for you, Damien.
It's all for you. That's his tag.
Yeah.
But them fucking House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects. Them joints is scary as a motherfucker too.
Well, Rob Zombie killed Devil's Rejects. Yeah. Like the first ones, he killed them joints, bro. He was.
Rob Zombie's a
Rob
beast.
Rob Zombie's though. A legend for that,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Rob Zombie's a beast. Yeah. White zombies, legends.
Yeah. Yeah, but like you said though, it's different between being scared or jumping rather and reacting. Yeah.
Suspense and horror is two different things.
Something just lasts in your mind.
A lot of the movies these days, they're suspenseful movies.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
A lot of them are just, you know, scary and they make you jump and then you leave and somebody got cut up and then one person gets away and it's okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then we leave the movies and then I go get something to eat. Like it's nothing.
But I just don't want to watch that stuff anymore. I don't want my brain thinking about that. Like even watching Agatha. Sometimes I'd be like, why am I even watching
it,
bro?
Agatha's nothing.
Like, but, this is...
I agree, though, actually. I used to love scary movies. Love scary movies. I used to chase them. I'd watch B-grade, C-grade. I'd watch all types of scary movies. Nowadays, I'm just like,
Do I really want to go through that?
Do I?
Like, because if it is really as good as I want it to be, like The Conjuring, do I really want to deal with that tonight?
You feel me?
Do I really want to go to sleep like, tonight and deal with that bullshit?
I don't want to, bro.
You know what? I'm going to watch Pluto instead.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to
watch
Everybody Hates Chris reruns instead.
I definitely want to watch all the Friday 13th, though. I mean, Nightmare Elm Street. Yeah, I want to watch all them joints because I just want to,
I'll rewatch a joint that I've seen before. Like if Emily Rose was on, I'd watch that because it wouldn't get me the same because I've already seen it before. But like a brand new joint, baby.
So what do you guys dressing up as Halloween this year?
I'm Dr. Doom, my G.
Dr. Doom.
I'm doing a
which one? Isn't there like two versions? It's like
I'm the light green, the comic, you know, the original little joint.
I mean, they all green and metal basically.
Yeah,
for the most part, there's multiple visual versions, I guess.
Yeah.
Man, I heard something gangster about Dr. Doom, right? When he received the gauntlet, right? When he put it on, and you know, like everyone's usually like impressed, like I can do all this. Mm-hmm. My man's like, this doesn't change who I am.
Yeah.
Like he said something along those lines, like this doesn't, like he was like, I'm good. Yeah. I don't want this. Yeah, like, Dr. like could you imagine that, bro?
Dr. Doom is his own country.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Dr. Like, Doom is his own
country. I had Doom, I had Cyclops, and I even thought about Green Goblin. But that was it.
Yo, they need to increase the budget when it comes to like these Marvel movies because I get sick of like watching these people downplay their like real powers, bro. Mm. Like it'd be too many dudes that or whoever that can really turn up, but it's like limited based on the budget or the storyline. I'm just like, nah, it's time to turn up, bro.
Yeah, but that's
no reason why I was collecting Marvel masterpieces and what was it, Ultra, and looking at like the grayscales and you know,
yeah,
and like, oh shit, like you got all tens, like what?
But it's it depends too, because a lot of those are variations and versions, and that shit happened, you know, way down the line, and da 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 da. And that's Earth 12, and that's Earth 17.
Respect, bro. Like, respect.
There's so many variations, and in terms of the budget, shit, you know, in Deadpool Wolverine when they show him about to fight Hulk, and he got the old school brown and yellow costume on, that scene is what. 3 seconds, 5 seconds?
If that's true.
That brown and yellow costume, 100,000. To make that one costume alone, 100,000.
That's crazy. A lot of these fucking Halloween costumes was like 130. What's that? Hold on, man.
Who was they manufacturing? Like, you're not going to India? Like, what are we doing?
I looked at the cops like, bro, I was like, H&M couldn't do
you
that
feel
for
me? Like, left. Sheen or but, Shine, but, whatever you want to call it.
Crazy. Also, like, everything is cosplay now. Like, it's not like you can go in there and look for a Halloween costume. Everything is cosplay. So this shit is way more crazier.
That's because the Halloween costumes got to be decent nowadays.
Yeah, they got to be for sure.
Yeah. I'm doing a dual costume with my goddaughter. She going to be Medusa. I'm gonna be the nigga to turn to stone.
Yeah.
So I got a clean little, I look like a statue basically. It's pretty good.
Oh, too. So that's why you was spray painting those what those clogs? What were they over there?
Just some random sandals.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
That's fire.
I like that. I like the
creativity.
DIYs. Right?
Yeah, facts. Yeah, that's the one thing because I was like the Candyman was what I wanted to do. But Candyman, it was no like costume. They had you can buy the Candyman jacket. Nigga, the jacket was like almost $200. I said, you know, I'm good. I don't got nothing that could resemble this jacket. You know, the big joint with the fur on it.
You could have just wore that joint afterwards too, and just kept it for some real jacket.
I could have, yeah.
That's a fact.
I could
have. Could have just quickly eBay that joint. Or went thrifting.
True that. You facts. I could have went thrifting like a month.
Yeah, you might have found something. Yeah. But
no, that's live though. I feel like Rem wins like best costume every year though.
Yeah, sure.
I'm a beast, nigga. That's what I do.
You should have been in drama class, bro.
Nah, shouldn't have been in drama class. I did that too, by the way. I was in drama class.
Steph do his thing too, though. Steph be doing his thing with the costume and shit. I wish he was here because like, I guess he don't want to show his new haircut on camera.
Yeah, he looks like right now, and this is, I love you, Steph, but you're a combination of, you look like Tillage in the face.
Toy.
And there was somebody else. He's like half something half right now.
I mean, like Borog and shit.
Go ahead.
You mean that? From Killer Instinct? The boxer?
No, Street Fighter.
Oh, Street Fighter.
Oh man, with the boxing gloves.
Yeah, who is? Oh, that's TJ.
He still like a running back too. He's still like an NFL running back, Steph.
Go ahead. Hey, and this Joe frying you, Steph.
Hey, and this Joe frying
you. Should have been in. New
haircut.
You should have been
in. I didn't know about the haircut until I seen him walk across Manny's story and shit at the gym. Manny was filming Enzo. Also, happy birthday, Enzo.
Oh, word. Yeah, shout out to the young king.
Yeah, little nephew.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I seen him walk past the screen or the phone when Manny was filming. I was like, nigga, Steph. Oh, okay. He out the day.
Yeah. Also, happy birthday, my man, Reese. His birthday is on Tuesday. Mike's birthday on Tuesday. Yeah,
no doubt. Tuesday. Shout out to the king.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Can I get a belated? Is anyone going
to
do that?
Happy belated to you.
Thank you.
Happy belated to my wife.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying, as well. That was like 3 weeks ago.
Also, yesterday was my cousin Breezy's birthday. You know,
rest happy, in peace, happy, the young queen. Birthday to her. No doubt. You know, no doubt. Yeah. You know, speaking of age, right? You feel like, you know. So I'm going to start with this. And then I'm going to ask you guys, like, how should one look when it comes to age? Mm-hmm. So by the grace of God, right, when people, like, inquire of my age and I tell them, like, there's no way. Like, you still look like you're in 20s. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Father. But sometimes I ponder, like, well, what does a 40-year-old supposed to look like?
What did they look like to us when we was
younger? Yeah, but I feel like we
was 40 niggas was old as shit.
Yeah, but we were, outside of thinking just the age itself, but just the optics though, like as far as what they look like. And obviously, for real, we didn't have the best pickings because the movies that we were watching, especially if you look at like those black collegiate movies, niggas looked like they were 50. They were older playing those young roles.
I was just watching Pain in Full last night. Them niggas supposed to be in their teens.
Yeah, but that's
the movie didn't depict it properly.
Yeah, exactly. Right. If you look at like school days and whatnot, what I mean? Like, even though a lot of those dudes were a lot older than them.
JJ Evans, nigga Jr., nigga, he was in high school in Good Times. That nigga was the same as his dad in real life.
That's insane. But I feel like, I don't know, it's like, it's very common these days for
Cochise people, and motherfucking Preach. They was old niggas in high school, man. Niggas just look old back in the day. Niggas wore slacks and penny loafers and shit, and
I think a little
bit off the top. Don't.
That's the main ingredient, though, right? I feel like when like back maybe 20 years ago, you looked your age because that's how people dressed.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that has kind of changed.
Yeah,
but it still plays a major role when someone sizes you up, right? Because
we talked about this before. Yeah. You talked about how old. Like, how old are you supposed to be when you start dressing your age? It's like, what the fuck you mean? What do you mean? Like, I'm gonna be dressing like this until I'm done, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna start wearing motherfucking, like, certain type of shorts and socks and pants and shoes. Like, nah, nigga, I'm definitely never gonna go into, if I need some orthopedic shoes, my feet fucked up, nigga, I'm definitely gonna still rock the shoes out. I'm gonna get some New Balance, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some fly New Balance. I'm still gonna have some motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Some fly shit on, bro.
Some Hokies.
Yeah, nigga, fuck that shit.
Is that how you say it? Hokey? I think that's what you...
Yeah.
Hoku?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Hoku. Or them on... What's the on? The OC joints and shit? Yeah.
No. I don't know, man. I think it's good jeans. That's all it come down to.
That's what I think, too,
That's
bro.
All it come down
I
to.
I mean,
because
yeah.
There's nothing what a 40-year-old is supposed to look like, because you got all variations. You got 40-year-olds that look like better than all of us. You know what I'm saying? They mm-hmm. look better than all of us. And then there's also 40-year-olds that look like they 65 year right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got, it's levels.
But them motherfuckers also look like they was 25 when they was 18.
Yeah. It just depends on the genes. Facts. Or there's also the people that, you know, that peaked in high school that was gorgeous or handsome as hell in high school. And then now they just look like, you know,
I'm going
like, damn,
down.
Bro, you was actually that person once upon a time. Like,
yeah.
And then it goes the other way. Like,
at the same time, you know, with, if someone were to say, well, yeah, you 40, right? I'd be like, damn, I look 40? Mm. So, you know what I mean? Like as much,
The problem is that, but I was talking to the guy that runs the 7-Eleven, one of the managers of
7-Eleven,
I was delivering to, and I was talking to him and stuff. He was asking me, he asked me something. He was my family. I said, my oldest son, 19. He said, what? You look like you're 27. I said, I'm 40. He said, nah, I'm 37. I looked at that nigga, I said, nigga, you look older than me. I thought this nigga was like 45.
Yeah.
It'd be like that. Like,
man. You know, just some of us get lucky, some of us don't. You know,
that's a fact.
Life happens.
That's a fact.
Like you said, I'm going to keep dressing the way I dress up till a certain point. I feel like my style is going to evolve as I get older, because I can't see myself going brazy at 65, 70. like with some with some just wild shit with my yeah. with my bear claws and my giant hat yeah, and then yeah, 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 like chill out, man. What you doing? But yeah. but you know, I mean, I'm still be the flyest nigga in the room.
Just, I just feel like give it up. You know, it's an expression of you. So if you choose to do that, right, exactly. so be it, yeah, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah facts, but I'm not trying to look crazy either.
Yeah, no.
Great, but I mean, again,
I think also the herbals help. You know what I'm saying? I think that also helps with the age.
The herb?
Yeah,
as in smoking weed.
I mean, I was trying to be as very, Jesus. You know, discreet I know if you meant possible. Like,
but bro,
you went a wire, nigga.
When you said, I had to say it twice, this nigga said earth, as in smoking weed. Well, wait, do you mean marijuana?
Bro, you said herbs. I don't know if you were taking some, but you know, I'm into that. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Like, what we doing? I'll give you that.
I thought you were talking about age.
That also helps,
because I don't think, because I was going to say, I don't think smoking pot, you know, helps you with your age. I make the difference on that.
I don't know. I you know, my examples, Method Man.
You think it's nah, that's just
Method Man, bro. Still look young as a mom. He look
yeah,
like, yeah, but that's and lifestyle.
Look at his counterpart, Red Man. Doesn't look so young.
You feel me? Like what he like, and guess what? And Red Man, he be biking. Like he be getting busy.
He look like he on Ozempic. That's just all that look like.
It nah, he's been like that for years though, man. Yeah. Just and not the size, but when you shave your beard the way he shaves it, like he be barefaced. When you go barefaced, it makes you look old. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, but I don't think the earth keeps you young though, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. Mm. I don't know. I mean, I'm you know.
I don't feel either type of way about it. So
yeah.
Anything makes you more a little tired.
I will not confirm it or not.
The more sleep you get, the more younger you look.
That's what they say.
Nigga, I slept like a motherfucker yesterday. Ain't gonna hold you.
Oh, word. Yeah. Shit, I stayed up last night watching the Bad Boys, the new joint.
I gotta watch that.
That shit is ridiculous, bro. It should be called Outrageous Boys. It's so
they doing everything.
They
huh?
just do too much, man. Yeah. Like, and Martin, true. Even though he's more funnier in this joint than Will, at the same time, like, nigga, you just too extra. Like, yeah, come on.
I feel you. Yeah, I it's been on my list, but I've been having to catch up on I watched another episode of Fight Night. That I got to catch up on that, finish that up. And
Fight Night, I'm not familiar with
it's
that.
It's on Peacock. It's the Kevin Hart, Don Cheadle, Terrence Howard, Samuel Jackson, Taraji P. Henson, my man that Sean that was 50 Son in the Power. It's about
an old school joint, right?
It's an old school. It takes place old school. Pretty much the premise behind the movie is it's based on true story. Where this hustler who's seen a vision of what Atlanta is now, he's seen it back then or what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
And the Black Mafia, and Samuel Jackson is the head of the Black Mafia. Terrence Howard, what's his name? David Banner's in the joint.
I was going to say that.
They all like parts of the Black Mafia.
Heard
you. Know what I'm saying? And Muhammad Ali was having a fight in Atlanta. This is when he could only fight in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Or they didn't want him to fight in Atlanta because he just dodged the draft and shit like that. He's coming back from suspension. So after the fight, he wanted to have a fight party for Frank, who was Samuel Jackson, the head of the Black Mafia. So he puts together the hustling and shit, put together this whole thing or whatever, and the party gets robbed.
Okay.
Samuel Jackson, all them get robbed and all that shit, and they thinking that he has something to do with it. So it's just a whole story, but apparently this is like the beginning of, they called it Black Vegas.
Okay.
Back then, they seen Atlanta as a Black Vegas type of thing. So this is like the beginning of the blueprint of the building up of Atlanta.
But so far, so good?
Yeah, it's really good. Really good. I just finished episode 5. It's 10 episodes, I think. And I just finished up Reasonable Doubt season 2, and that was good. So... Yeah, it's something I want to pose. It's something that happened in that show that I want to pose as a question, but I will kind of wait till Steph get here because it's like a marital type of thing too. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all haven't seen the show,
can you just drop it before we close out?
All right, what it is this. Like, so Shorty is married. It's like the main character is a lawyer. She's married to her husband. Her husband named Lewis. They had a separation because her job as a lawyer was taking up too much time and he wanted more time. So he wanted to separate. They separated, whatever. During the separation, you know, he had cameras in the house and he was just like, you know, she was giving him a hard time. So he had security come over to protect the house or whatever because she deal with high profile, you know, people shit, whatever. She wound up fucking the security nigga in the house. You know, this is the thing, like, he's seen it on camera, whatever, gangsta. Whatever, type of shit, whatever. She looking at the camera, everything at this nigga. So, after a while, he wound up fucking somebody that they knew, that was a friend, that kids go to school, whatever, whatever. So, they get back, him and his wife get back together, shit is going good. Next thing you know, he finds out that Shorty's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She tells him, he asked for a paternity test, she didn't want to do it. She said, I want to do this baby by myself. She told her, I don't need nobody, whatever, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So he is still adamant. It's like, no, if it's mine, I want to know. I want to be a father. The whole time Ebony looking at this shit is like, yo, this nigga is stupid. She said, nigga, you're in marriage counseling with your wife right now, trying to get shit better. You find out because Shorty has something to do with the case. It's a lot that goes with it, but he found out she was pregnant through something that had to do with the case she was working on.
Gotcha.
He knew he smashed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he goes to find out about it. They go get a paternity test or whatever. It wound up being his baby.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to figure out, like, she want to stay.
What's your question?
The whole thing. The question is, should this nigga have wanted, like, is it?
Wanted to be the father?
Wanted to be a father in life or said, fuck this shit because, you know what I'm saying? Like, you would never knew about this baby if she never said nothing about her being pregnant.
I'm just going to say like this. Absolutely. That's my seed. If I did that, I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want to? Like, first and foremost, when you having sex out here, there's a strong possibility that you could have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if Facts. You're going wrong doggy, right?
Facts.
So if that's happening and you find out that Shorty's, yeah, then we need to talk about this. Now, if it was like, well, that doesn't matter. Spare the details, but just...
Everything is going right with his marriage.
That don't mean nothing.
Everything's going right with his marriage.
You gotta be a man, bro.
I feel you. But if you came to her and said that, and the first thing she said was, I'm good. I don't want no father. I don't need this. It's me and the baby.
So what? So I can just live my life.
I'm gone.
Consciously knowing that me is out there. Nah, fuck that. Then I see my son on road or something. Then it's like, then I'm trying to build a relationship. Then I'm the bad guy because I was a deadbeat. When it's like, mom. It's too much. It's too much.
It's a lot. You got to see the show though to kind of understand.
No doubt.
Kind of because I'm just giving you like the basis of the situation, but it's a lot that goes into it.
That situation is very common. So I'm just saying though, like mm-hmm. if I wanted to be involved in my child's life, then I have that right. Why is it fair for you to dictate what go on with my son?
That don't make
no sense. That's crazy. That's Rumble type material, my G. You telling me that I have no say so? And I'm the one who put the seed in you? Nah, I can't go out like that. That's crazy.
I don't know.
You just trying to fall back. You ain't trying to be, you thinking about the monetary aspect and the headache.
I just think about how it's gonna make my wife feel.
You shouldn't have been doing the dirt.
They were separated.
Well, I'm okay, and you went Yogi Bear. You went Yogi.
She was going Yogi Bear too. That's the thing. She could have probably. It's a whole lot. You got to see the show. You got to see the show, man.
I hear you.
You got to see the show. It's a lot. A lot of variables that
played. Said she should have went Yogi too. What woman go Yogi? What you mean? She was on the birth control?
No, she was fucking with. So it's a long story, bro. It's too much. It's too much. That's why I say I want to wait. You got to watch the show. You gotta watch the show, bro. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And Michael Ealy was in the joint. All this. That nigga's a savage.
He's always a savage in every joint.
Yeah. For sure.
Yo, let's get into these questions. You heard what we got?
Questions?
You got some bold questions?
Oh.
You wanna do one?
Do one.
Yes.
Let's do one real quick. My man, you know, his game come on in full, man.
Well, no, my game been on. First.
Oh, it's on? Oh,
my
true.
My game been on, but, you know.
Yeah. That nigga Frankie about to pull up in a minute, too.
I'm about to. Pull out. Pause.
What you been doing?
Yeah, I'm about to put like he said. Frank, you was about to pull out.
Oh no, no,
to,
no!
I was
no,
about
no.
to rock and roll. Head to give away. I got some shit to do. Ask God any question. Get a direct answer. What are you asking? You can ask God any question. It ain't gonna be no run around. It ain't gonna be no God. My son, walk this way, and you shall learn the light. No.
I will ask him. Will I be successful in the passion, in my passion, and what I love to do? Yeah. I would definitely ask that.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
I would love
that. Nigga say, yeah, my nigga, it's not going to work out the way you thought. Your ceiling, you done hit that already.
I can say,
it's only downhill from here. Remember that janitor used to make fun of? Actually, that's you.
Yeah, that's you're going this way, man. Yeah, you did good though. Yeah. You had 1,500 views. Hey, you did good, my nigga. Shout out to you.
Brainwaves was crazy.
Shit if you didn't.
I respect your
question.
Absolutely. That's not a bad question.
I think my question is kind of on the same correlates with which you know, and that's probably would I be able to fulfill my purpose?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'd ask him what's bracken after this.
Yeah. I feel you now. Yeah.
When we wrap all this up,
do I spin the block again?
Do I spin the block? Do I need to go hang out? Is it lights out? Talk to me. Am I going down? Even if I'm going downtown, is it something or is it nothing? Like
Jumanji and shit. How many lives I got left on my life?
Anyone else gonna be there? That's right. I know already. Like,
is everybody there or is it just like my people?
Do I end with all my hair? Do I get
all the good things back? Yeah. Do I get the peak?
No, I miss my waves. Come on, right, man. Nah, I hear you, bro.
that's a
funny question, man.
Yeah, no bullshit.
That's what I'm gonna go with.
You know what? Next week we got De La Soul.
De La Soul Grind Date.
No doubt, no
are
doubt.
We gonna, are we, well, we talk about it offline.
Yeah, I mean, we can talk about it online real quick. We're gonna try. We're gonna see. We're gonna shoot to possibly record at the Halloween show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Maybe we'll set up shop like we did with the Browns Redskin game or Commanders game, when we just set up shop in the garage and sit down, record for at least 30 minutes. And if motherfuckers want to pop over and sit down for 5 minutes, they can.
It might even be a point because I might be getting a gazebo or some shit from outside. You know, we might be posted up outside, well, 5, 10, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
It's an option. So we may have an episode next week. We may not. TBD.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Well, on that note, it's been a great episode of Amen Say Man. It's your boy P.
Nick G.
Brim the Model.
And we out.
Peace.